Test 81, Section 2, Question 14. Now, this one says a study, so we're saying which one's the conclusion. It says a study at a company found that most meetings showed diminishing returns after 30 minutes and little could be expected after 60 minutes. So basically, meetings get less effective when you go past 30 minutes, and 60 minutes is pretty much done. Moreover, the most productive meetings were those for which a clear time frame was established. Okay, so best is when you have a time frame. For a meeting at the company to achieve maximum productivity, then it needs to have a clear time frame and be no more than 30 minutes long. Okay, so the conclusion is really the last sentence. So if it's going to be effective, needs to be clear time frame, no more than 30 minutes. So, in general, a meeting at the company that is no more than 30 and has a clear time frame will achieve maximum productivity. Yeah, that's pretty much a restatement of the last sentence, so I would take that and go. If we look at the others, most meetings at the company show diminishing returns after 30 minutes. According to the study, that's part of it, but that's not the conclusion. Meeting at the company will be maximally productive only if it has a clear time frame and lasts no more. So, that one seems pretty good. So A and C are really good, so we'll want to hold on to that. And then, according to the study, meetings at company that were the most productive when they had clear time frames, that's part of the evidence. And then a study, the meeting says that little productivity can be expected. Again, part of it. Now, what we have to look at is A versus C, because it's saying, A is saying, well, let's look at the passage, which says, conclusion, last sentence, for a meeting to achieve maximum productivity. So if it's going to be maximally productive, it must be clear time frame and 30 minutes. Now, A says, in general, a meeting at the company that is no more than 30 and has a clear time frame will achieve maximum productivity. That's actually backwards on the if-then of this, even though it sounds like it's got the right parts. And this is why we still check the other answer choices. Whereas C, a meeting will be maximally effective only if it has those things. That's going to say maximally productive only if it's maximally productive, it has those things, which is what the conclusion says. And therefore, C is our correct response over A, because of the needs to corresponds to only if rather than if. And so that's why C is the correct response.